My name is Braden Grosshart. I'm 16 years old. Today is the 15th of January, 2018. I'm speaking with Sam Grosshart, who's my uncle. We are recording this interview in Napomo, California. What do you do for a living?
I am a superintendent for a mechanical contractor, an HVAC and plumbing contractor, Pan Pacific Mechanical.
Tell me how you got into your line of work.
It's really it's a family heritage. My grandfather, your great-grandfather, was a pipe fitter. My father, your grandfather, was a pipe fitter and a superintendent. Your great-grandfather was a superintendent as well. So when I got out of high school, I tried college for a little bit. Really wasn't my thing. I was more mechanically inclined. So I went to work for a company called Popco, which runs a natural gas processing plant in Gaviota. It's no longer owned by Popco. It's owned by somebody else at this time, but it happens to still be there. It's directly across the 101 freeway from El Capitan Beach. And I did that for a little while, but I realized that I wanted more, and I didn't want to be stuck in a plant just doing the same thing every day. I kind of missed construction. I grew up in construction with my grandfather and my father, and so I joined the Pipe Fitters Union and worked my way through the apprenticeship, then became a journeyman pipe fitter and a welder, and then began running work as a superintendent.
So do you like your job?
I do. I've been doing it a long time, though. I'll be 55 this year, and I've been doing it since I was about 20, so I've been doing it for 35 years, and as a superintendent, I don't work as hard with my tools as I used to, but as I was an apprentice and a journeyman, it's a lot of hard work and a lot of heavy lifting and, really back-breaking work. And at 55 years old, I'm starting to get a little tired. But I do enjoy the work. I enjoy construction. I enjoy the camaraderie and building something that'll last generations. I do like that part.
What did you think you were going to be when you were growing up?
You know me, Braden. I like to argue a little bit. So I think when I was first growing up, I am a bit of a contrarian. So when I was younger, probably like your age, I wanted to be an attorney. But honestly, the school was not necessarily my thing. I got in quite a few arguments with my college professors, and we just had differing opinions, and I realized that I was probably more suited to do something with my hands and outside.
What lessons has your work life taught you?
That you can get a lot of places with hard work and perseverance. And, there's nothing more satisfying than putting in a good day's work and feeling tired at the end of the day and then looking back at the end of a project and seeing what you've built. So I think probably the biggest life lesson that my job has taught me is that the more you put into whatever your job is, the more benefits you're going to reap from it. It is the harder you work and the more you dedicate to your job, those benefits will come. It may seem like they're never going to come, but good things happen for those who put in the time and work hard.
If you could do anything right now, what would you do and why? Like as a job?
I haven't really thought about it. My mind is more on retirement and really not doing anything. But, I would probably, just because of all the years of hard labor that I put in and how my body is reacting and I'm sore and, I got aches and pains a lot of different places, I would probably be a construction inspector for like the county or a college or something like that. That way I'm still involved in the construction end, but also get to not work as hard.
So when do you plan on retiring, and how do you feel about it?
You know, I'm probably going to work till I'm at least 62, so I probably have like another 7 years. I'm excited. I think I'm ready. I'm looking into options for getting early retirement, but I'll get a retirement through the Pipefitters Union, and you also have a 401k and some other supplemental income for the retirement as well. But Social Security is affected, so I may have to work longer so that I can collect more on Social Security. I'm excited to retire. I'm ready. You know, your cousin is 28 years old. He'll be 29 in October, so he's grown and out of the house. But so, you know, your Aunt Joy and I are looking forward to traveling and doing some things that we've just never had time to really do.
Do you have any favorite stories from your work life?
You know, probably my favorite stories are working with your great-grandfather. I got an opportunity to work for him when I was pretty young, and then working with your grandpa. And then also my brothers, your dad and your Uncle Doug. At one job, Grandpa was a general superintendent, so he would come by a day or two a week to the job, but I was the superintendent on a job. Your Uncle Doug was the project engineer, and your dad was the project manager. So that was really fun, getting to work with family and, you know, doing it. The job was actually at Cal Poly, so it was local here, and that's probably one of my fondest memories, is just getting to work with my brothers and carry on the family tradition. And, you know, we have a lot of good stories that we tell. We've worked on other jobs together too, but that was probably the one that was the most fun.
Cool. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.